sound. Lodging podcast. Two guys with no credentials. Reviewing Rolling Stone 500. Greatest album.
Welcome back to the Sound Logic Podcast. We are hard at work getting our next few album reviews, taking a little break here, but somewhat sadly, in the meantime, we lost a Canadian legend here this week.
Yes, we did. It was Monday. It was Monday the 1st of May.
Monday, May 1st.
It was announced in the evening. I'm not sure. I didn't bother trying to figure out exactly when. It doesn't really matter.
I believe it was his publicist, yes. Gordon Lightfoot's longtime publicist, announced that he had passed away. Yeah. This is an artist that we've both known of for, geez, probably most of our lives. Like, I remember music class in elementary school included, you know, learning about this Canadian ballad, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and by this Canadian artist named Gordon Lightfoot. So, you know, an artist that we've known about for many, many years, but it's only been in the last couple of years where we've really gotten into his music a little bit more. And you've gone even further than I and started to collect a number of his albums. So I think had we heard this news a decade ago, we would have been, oh, that's too bad. You know, another Canadian artist is no more. But this actually kind of hit us a little harder this time.
Yeah. If I start rambling, Ben, and you need to stop me, you go ahead. This one this one hit me really hard. And that surprised me.
We were just reflecting with Greg a few weeks back about you know, the impact of Elvis passing away hit Bruce Springsteen really hard. And I think in that episode you said something like, you know, we don't have too many equivalents in our lives where we've, you know, known this artist our whole life, and then all of a sudden they are no more, and wham.
I mentioned another famous Canadian Gord Downie in that right. conversation, saying that he's like the one that really, like, the whole country kind of stopped when that happened. And certainly with Gordon Lightfoot, immediate outpouring of tributes and reflections, and people, you know, countless people who's worked with him. He was working pretty much till the end. He was, he had just recently canceled a tour in Florida. He was 84 and was still going. I remember, I'll talk about some personal stuff, but I remember about, I think 10 years ago, I think it was 2012, there was a 100th anniversary of the Grey Cup, and he played the halftime show. And I remember watching with somebody of, you know, a generation who would have grown up with it, and said, like, boy, he looks awful. And he did. He was quite ill. I can't remember exactly what he had. He was very ill. And he looked like he was on death's door then. And he got through that. And I remember seeing a picture of him, you know, from, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago. And he looked much better still. An octogenarian, but still looked pretty good. And so I guess I think they're saying so far he died of natural causes. But that's all beside the point. Ben, you mentioned learning about Gordon Lightfoot growing up. I had very little exposure. I remember as an adult people mentioning him. I remember visiting one of my wife's aunts and uncles, and they were talking about some of the songs, and I had no point of reference. I really wasn't exposed to his music very much at all. I don't know if that's a fluke, because I mean, he's beloved, but I guess it just missed me, and I never really delved into it. And as we started doing this project, Ben, and I've been getting more into folk artists, into, you know, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, we've listened to a few times, we've reviewed one. Another artist, Bob Dylan, The Band, these late 60s folk artists, I've been getting into vinyl. And really, when I really started getting into Gordon Lightfoot was maybe a year and a half ago. My wife saw somebody on Facebook in town posting these lots of vinyl. It's kind of like, you know, took pictures of every one and like pick which ones you want.
Yes.
And it was like, you know, lots. Here's a lot. And there was a couple Gordon Lightfoot albums. I said, yeah, get those. I have no idea what's on them, but get them. And one of them was his debut, just called Lightfoot. And that's the first one I put on. I remember I was sitting in the basement. I put it on. I sat down the chair. And I just fell in love right away. Right, first note, I was just absolutely enamored. And was just, couldn't believe that I hadn't discovered it yet. And I started my journey of listening to his music. I think I now have, I don't know how many albums he's released. I won't even attempt to say. I want to say 20,
yeah,
maybe more.
Around there, yeah.
And I mean, in the first 10 years, I bet you he did 15 of those. I think I've got 9 or 10 now. Every time I go to the record store, I try and pick one or two that are in good condition, and I add them to the collection. You were there recently, and I, when you were up visiting in Canada, and I couldn't make it, and you were there. You said, is there anything you want? I said, I want, if you could read my mind, and you even got a copy that was the original title, Sit Down, Young Stranger. So I have just, that first time listening to it, and ever since then, I just felt a connection. Not sure what it was, just a connection. His voice, his guitar playing, just some of the references to places in Canada, different things. It just, I don't know, just made a connection. So when I've just been falling in love with his music, and when I heard that he passed, it just was like a piece of what I'm enjoying right now. It was kind of gone.
Yeah.
You know, even though his music lives on, of course, and a part of me was like, why am I sad? You know, he had a long, fruitful life. I'm enjoying his music, but it was sad. And I'm sure the people who know him are very, very sad, because he was an incredible, influential person who, you know, has just been active for years and years and years. And I've seen lots of postings, Ben, from people that we know outside of Canada. You know, I try and remember that he wasn't just there's a lot of Canadian artists who never really branch outside of Canada, never get contracts out of Canada, or especially in the older days, distribution deals outside of Canada. Gordon Lightfoot did, and many people know his music, especially some of his big hits, you know, If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Carefree Highway, you know, so many tunes. What about you? Well, how did you kind of reflect when you heard the news?
Yeah, I think that I don't remember loving The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald when I learned of that song in fourth or fifth grade music class. It goes on and on forever, and one friend posted this week that they remember being at a coffee shop with an open mic, and someone got up and said they were going to play that. And there was like almost an audible groan when everyone realized, oh no, this is like a 10-minute song that you just chose to perform for us. It's been, you know, awareness of the depth of his songwriting, I think, that has struck me in the last few years. There have been a few tributes to him in the last couple of days that have described him as Canada's poet laureate, and other folks that have talked about how much he told stories as he wrote his music. A lot of songs about travel, whether it's rail or trucking or just on the highway. And I think that, I've sort of been swept up. When I got my record player early in the pandemic, it came with a stack of records from a guy's collection. He was just getting rid of it all. And I got rid of a number of those that I just had no interest in. But one was Gordon Lightfoot's double album Greatest Hits. You know, we don't always speak too highly of Greatest Hits collections, but I thought, here's a Canadian artist who I should know more about.
Right. And,
that really did take me down a lovely path into, first of all, reminding myself of how many of his songs I did know, and I'm not sure where. Perhaps because of his American success, he pops up on some of the streaming services that I listen to, especially because he is in that same kind of genre or category, I guess, as many of the other 60s, 70s, and 80s sort of folk pop artists that I love. You know, everyone from Joni Mitchell to James Taylor, Carole King. You know, if you put it on shuffle, he'll probably come on as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's I think I heard his heard of his passing and thought, boy, he was in State College a couple of years ago. I should have gone. That was the first thought I had. And then, boy, I really, for as much as I love his music, have never done a great job at digging into his album. So the very next day, started from the beginning and just started plowing through, and found myself really taken with not just the tracks I knew, but the way that he assembled his albums as well. So yeah, it's been a more significant loss, I think, in my mind than I thought it would be as well. The other piece that always comes to mind when I hear his name is a fantastic scene from Seinfeld, an episode where George is trying to get an apartment, but he's up against someone who survived a shipwreck. And the ship's name is the Andrea Doria.
Hey, how's the new place?
Gone. The tenant association made me give it to this guy because he was an Andrea Doria survivor.
Andrea Doria, isn't that the one they did the song about?
Edmund Fitzgerald.
I love Edmund Fitzgerald's voice.
No, Gordon Lightfoot was the singer. Edmund Fitzgerald was the ship.
You could fit 15 people in that bathroom.
I think Gordon Lightfoot was the boat.
Yeah, and it was rammed by the Cat Stevens.
I love that play.
That's
and
good.
That inclusion of a Canadian icon in
wonderful.
Their confusion is a great little riff.
That's fun. Yeah, so I don't know if I have anything more to say.
Yeah,
about that. Well, I've you know, we say goodbye to an absolute Canadian legend, and really
not
a legend
on this list, and maybe he should be, but
not on the list at all, eh?
In the list of our hearts, I think.
Oh my God, you know, that's a shame that he's not on the list at all, because I think that anybody in the music industry, certainly in the folk era, would say how significant he was and made a real impact, and not just in Canada but in the U.S. And elsewhere as well. So so thank you Gord, for all your music, all your hard work over the years.
Yep.
I'm still I don't usually post things, but I posted a little tribute right after I found out. I just kind of couldn't help myself, and the sentiment was, you know, I wish I had discovered your music years ago. But it's been an amazing journey, and I'm still on the journey. Like, it's not a simple feat to try and listen to all his music.
That's
and
right.
I've been enjoying, you know, the day after he passed, I was at work and I turned on Spotify and started going through his albums from the beginning. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. But I'm trying to also listen to them on vinyl here at home, which it's a little harder to find the time to just be stationary, you know, in front of, you know, one play at home. You come home from work and there's lots of things to do. So to do, you know, the 9 albums that I have, I can't do that. Just being at work and being in front of your desk, kind of turning them on. So yeah, I'm still going through, you know. It was even cool at the record store the one time I went, and I was looking for 2 albums in particular, and he didn't have them, but he said, well, let's flip through and see what I do have. So we flipped through and kind of, every album he flipped to, he said, oh, Summer Triumph Jean, that's a good one. Oh, Cold on the Shoulder, oh, that's got this one. Don Quixote, that's a good one here. Sunny Side, oh, Summer Side of Life, all that. Like, everyone was like, oh, that's good, that's good. I was like, well, do I just take them all?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep going. I've got most of the ones from the 70s and the 60s. And the one I don't have yet is Sundown. It's the one I've been, since the beginning, been trying to get at my local record store, and haven't got that one, and haven't got any of the ones from the 80s yet. So yeah, I'm going to keep going. And I've been learning to play, you know, some of them on guitar. His finger picking is very good. So I'm not there yet in my ability for that, but I can strum a few chords. So
yeah,
I've learned if you could read my mind, and we'll keep going here. But yeah, thanks. When you suggested to do this, Ben, I said, I don't know if I can do it. But I'm glad we did. I'm glad we, you know,
raw. Yeah.
Yeah, just I was not expecting it to hit me hard, but when I saw it, when it popped up on my phone when it happened, I said out loud, oh no. You know, I gasped, like, oh no. I was very sad. Anyways, you know, yeah, if you have a favorite song or memory, you know, you can post it. Ben will probably put this up, a link on our Facebook page, and if you wanna post a little memory there.
That's right.
We would love to see that.
Go out and listen to some Gordon Lightfoot if you haven't already done so, and we hope you can savor his music in memory.
Share it with some of your younger,
that's right,
younger people in your life that might not know him, your kids or your,
absolutely,
you know, nieces, nephews, grandkids, whatever, you know, because I feel like he's an artist that some younger people don't really know. So
yep,
share his music.
We will be back soon with our next album review. That'll be coming up shortly. We will be tackling Darkness on the Edge of Town by Bruce Springsteen. We'll see you then.
Take care, everyone. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.